to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
Shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a special late night edition of Video Game Bang, brought to you by Energy Esports, Oblivion Comics and Coffee, and Gamersups. Get your bump. Got a cup right here. I'm drinking the orange, OP orange. It's delicious. We have a interesting show ready for you guys, but first let me introduce the cast of characters I have with me. Oh, right off the bat,
hey.
We have a sub, Emma Skies.
What? Wait, nice. That was a sub?
That was a sub.
What's that? Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure.
What?
Thanks for the pizza money, Emma Skies.
Yeah.
So we have the one, the only Aaron that we actually care about, Miss Aaron Rozell.
Hello. I thought you were going to introduce Corey first.
Then there's Corey.
Hey.
Yeah, Corey's had a long day. And last but not least, hey.
Yeah, there it is.
Brock Adam just subscribed for 4 months in a row.
Hey. Let's
take off your and last but not least, internationally famous Steven Gutierrez.
Hey.
What's going on, everybody?
And another sub.
No way. Shut up.
It's happening.
It's happening.
Wait, are you holding the button down on accident?
Is this where we just all impromptu
crap?
We ride this wave of confidence and quit our jobs?
Actually, no. We're still at $0 for the quit our jobs.
Oh, we do have a tracker,
we have a ticker,
right?
Yeah.
What's the goal?
$3,000,001.
That's what it'll take for us to quit our jobs?
Yeah, yeah. $1 million each.
All right. All we need, actually, that's not a bad goal, because all we need is Elon Musk to watch our channel one time.
Just one time. We need some of that Tesla money.
Or one of those Arabian princes.
Just give me $1 million.
Or an African
he's
prince.
He's going to be like, you know what? We can build care. A better podcast. And then he's going to like morph something.
T'Challa.
T'Challa. Just, we need T'Challa to ridiculous. Watch one time.
And then we're set for life.
Special cases is Corey's mic is low, but that's fine.
Wow.
Wow.
Turn my headphones up. Turn my headphones up.
Ouch.
Bang, Corey's bang. Mic is low. There you go. Special case is just for you.
He muted everybody
else. Ivy Doom Kitty wants to know where her cut is. You got that cosplay money.
Yeah, yeah. She's already rich.
You're set. We need to we need to look out for
everyone
1, 2, and 3.
Broke.
Yeah.
I've been eating top ramen.
So,
with no water. Just dry.
Just mushing
that's
it
the best
up.
That's way to eat it.
Right? Yeah, it is.
Where's Aaron? Where's boy Aaron? Packets.
Boy Aaron, I guess, is sick. He has no voice.
Aww.
So, rest in pieces.
Take the voice away from Aaron, then he's
then
nobody.
He's nothing.
He's not the golden voice gangster anymore.
Shell of a man.
He's a shell of a man.
He's an extra.
That's the one thing he had going for him was his voice. Yeah, so we had a late stream. We had San Francisco Shock playing tonight.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
And, wow.
So
two staff members here.
Boom shakalaka.
But all we get is whoop 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 whoop.
I mean, I would be more enthusiastic, but
if we got the W,
where's the Ric Flair woo? I thought you were gonna just, pull that out.
It's
could get the energy going, yeah. And you know what I just found out is you know, Shock superfan Tyler Winter.
Mm-hmm.
Used to work at GameStop with these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, they know all about the guy. Yeah.
Not me. I've never worked at GameStop. Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
Well, not you.
Wow. Yeah.
So, small world.
Yeah.
Shock superfan Tyler. That's a really long name. I feel like he should come
name.
Up.
That's his real name, yeah.
I feel like he should come up with like a like abbreviation, like S.H.I.E.L.D.
I just call him Mr. S.H.I.E.L.D.? Superfan.
Yeah.
At work.
Shock superfan Tyler. SST?
Yeah, there you go.
SST?
You need to abbreviate it.
And then you can call him Pro Shock Superfan.
So two of the Shock fans or staff, how do you guys think the game went?
I feel like I played, just because when you're part of the team, I've talked about this with Smite in the past. Like, I can't just watch a Smite game, especially when you know the guys and you've broke bread with these people and they're basically your coworkers, like, or the Energy Shock fam, as we call it. So it's like, you don't just watch them play. You're in it like it's your brother or your sisters, you know, are fighting for your honor.
Yeah.
So when they get losses, you get emotionally invested and sad. When they win, though, you get super excited and you feel like you just fucking did something amazing.
You know how, like, in like traditional sports, it's like people say, like, oh, we won, or we did this, or we went to the championship, whatever. I've never felt that way until I was a fan of, like, SF Shock and Energy. And then now I'm like, yeah, we're doing this. Like,
that's my team.
That's my team.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so you're part of the
what's the name?
Was it Shock Troops?
Yeah, you're one of the Shock Troops. One of the ambassadors for Sacramento. So,
yeah,
yeah, you're part of the group. You know what it's like to be there. You met a couple of the players. Like, it's a whole different world once you get in on that level. So it was a tough loss. They fought hard. It was dramatic. We're winning this map. We're losing this one. Each one was razor thin. So I just feel like I've been through a war. And then, as you guys know, you guys sat here in the background while I had to do an interview with Nomi.
Yeah.
Post press conference thing. So it's just a lot of work and a lot of feels. And it's emotional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you could see it in their faces. Like, they got to point three, I think it was on map three, and they weren't happy. Like, you could see it.
You could see something went wrong. They all knew it.
And my heart was just like, guys, please, just, you can do this. Please, feel better.
And it came so close. Like, that map four went into an, was it an overtime? Or
yeah.
It was close. Yeah.
Map four, I thought they were going to bring it back.
Yeah.
It was super close.
Oh, it was rough.
Well, you got to just learn from this and go forward.
Yeah.
We change your game, adapt to it.
We don't lose, we learn.
Steven, exactly. you came over and we watched the Shanghai Dragons versus the LA Gladiators. Was that the first time you watched a
match? A full match? Yes.
What do you think about Overwatch League as like a newcomer?
They're on a whole nother level, man. It's crazy. Like, some of the things that they were pulling off and like doing, the way they were moving just through the map, was completely different. I mean, it's probably, they're on PC, so I mean, I'm on PS4, so of course it's gonna be different that way. But just like they're maneuvering through the map, the way their teams just like functioned is. I'm used to like arcade, and that's just, you know, everything's on fire. Everybody, and just seeing that, it was cool. I mean, Shanghai did their best. I mean, Gladiators took them, obviously, but yeah, it was incredible. I was entertained, even though it was like a shutdown.
Yeah, well, Shanghai puts up some really good fights.
It's just it was incredible watching it.
They do. They put up really good, but they can never just like finish.
Yeah,
they have a hard time. So San Francisco Shock's gonna be playing again this Saturday at was it 6 p.m. right?
5, I think.
5.
Pretty
5 p.m.
Sure it's 5, but we're gonna be doing, if you're in Sacramento, which a large portion of our listeners are, we are doing a viewing party at Oblivion Comics and Coffee. It's actually being put on by Capital Fight District Jay, another one of our ambassadors. So we're going to have free Shock gear. I'll be there. You're not going to be able to make it, huh? You got stuff to do.
No.
Yeah.
It's also my birthday.
Aww.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy 40th.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You look good
Thank
for 40.
You. I know.
Impressive.
It's
impressive.
Vegetables and skincare, huh?
Yeah, and I also rub chocolate on my skin.
Do you?
Yeah.
I do that, but it's for completely different reasons.
So this Saturday, San Francisco Shock viewing party is just glazed right over that.
I don't ever want to eat chocolate
possible.
ever again.
I'm just on a chocolate diet.
I'm usually in a depressive rage, and I'm just naked and rubbing chocolate on my body.
I can just see Corey with like a Hershey's almond bar, like rubbing it. The almonds really clean the
skin.
You
make yourself nutty?
Yeah.
It's not even like a gourmet chocolate. It's just Hershey's chocolate. He just goes down to the liquor store and buys some chocolate.
Yeah, you guys love it.
Exfoliation.
You all love it.
I thought we were glazing over this.
I know, and then somehow it just got stuck. Yeah. Corey redid the studio, so I don't know where the soundboard is. So we're going to pretend like we just got hit with the What You Playing theme song.
What you playing? What you playing?
What you playing?
What you playing?
It was all very sad. So I didn't want to join that.
We'll do reverse clock order.
I've been playing a little bit of Warframe.
Oh, you're still on Warframe?
Yeah, I'm still on that. And World of Warcraft, oddly enough. But
Wait, what?
What? Yeah.
How long has this been happening?
Since Legion came out.
Intervention? Intervention?
On and off. On and off. You know, because... I'll play with like a group of friends, and then when they all start like stop playing, I'll stop, and then they'll start getting back on, and I'll play.
That's the only reason to play.
Exactly. Yeah. I can't play. It's not a game I'll just sit there and play with myself, because then I'll start like falling asleep on the mouse and keyboard in my hand.
I've done that while playing with
friends. Yeah. I've been playing that, and I'm not like crazy good or anything, but yeah, it's fun playing with
people. I've tried to pick up WoW. Probably like two or three times. I always download the free part. You get like up to level 20.
Yeah.
I never remember what my password is from the last time, so I just make a new character, new account, and I get to probably about the same part, and I'm like, why am I doing this? And I just shut it off, and I play like Overwatch or something. I can't get into it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just. You gotta have people with you.
Have you ventured out like in one of those games? Because I know you were a very social player. So, but have you ever thought of jumping on there and making like meeting rando friends,
like a random guild?
Yeah, like just being part of a random guild.
Nah,
dude. I can't even picture you doing it.
I can't do it. Yeah, like Javier, one of my friends. He's like in like some number one guild that goes around and just like ganks other players, and like he's into that. And I can't do that because I was like, I have like flashbacks, like as if I was a Nom or something, like leveling up and getting murdered and camped. So I can't go around just killing people, and that's just what they do. So I can't join random guilds.
But
and stuff like that.
Have you thought about maybe finding love? Because that happens quite a bit.
On the battlefield?
No, because...
No, not on the battlefield.
Like Aaron said, there's nothing but guys on the internet.
There's just constant fear of being catfish.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No, man. Dude, I gave like... I remember I was supposed to trade somebody something once. This is like the first time I ever played an online game. Like, wow, you know?
Oh, no.
And I was like, he was going to give me a sword or something, and I was going to give him a gold. And like back then, gold was fucking hard to get, especially when you're starting out. So I gave him, I think it was like 5 gold. I gave him like 5 gold. He ends the trade and then just dips on me. Dude, and I was crushed.
He took your stuff?
He took my gold and ran.
You do that in a game?
He took your gold.
I was so pissed. Like, because it was like the first time I ever played, you know, MMO that big.
That seems that's broken good. As hell.
Yeah, I was fucking like sad. I was like,
person.
I didn't tell nobody. This is like the first time I talked about it.
Oh, wow, so this is like cathartic for you.
It crushed me, but now like I'm rolling in freaking gold, and I'm like, I don't throw it out to new players though. Cause
the first time I tried WoW, I was in like the beginner area, and I had to do like these just beginning like quest things, like go over here and kill 5 of these things and whatever. And there was another person in there who was new as well, but he was only like 2 or 3 levels ahead of me. So he had like faster gear than I did. So he kept trolling me and running ahead of me and killing everything that I needed to kill. So I couldn't complete the quest. Aww. And then so I'd move on to the next part, and then he'd book it past me. It was like scene in Winter Soldier when Captain America keeps saying, "On your left," and keeps passing him. That's what it was.
Prick, man.
And then he killed... Yeah, that's another reason why I quit it. Before we move on to Corey, some entries from chat. We have Blood Ocean playing Layers of Fear, Legacy on the Switch. Special Cases says they're playing back and forth with Mario Odyssey and Fallout 4. Corey, what you playing?
Funny you should ask. Fallout 4.
Fallout 4?
Yes.
Went back, huh?
On Xbox or PC?
PC.
That was a dumb question. I don't know why I thought you had it on Xbox.
No.
What made you pick that back up?
I was just going through my Steam library. So I got some new PC monitors, and so I'm just getting back settled into this resolution, and it's 144 hertz, and I just kind of wanted to experience, you know, Fallout on beautiful graphics. But I completely had that Gandalf moment when I loaded back into my game that I haven't touched in like 6 months, where it was like, where am I?
I have no memory of this place.
What is this? And so I just started walking towards the nearest marker to see what mission I was in, and it ended up being the shitty dream mission where you're getting back into Kellogg's thing. So I was like relived his life from beginning to end. I don't know why, but
this isn't Fallout 4.
Fallout 4, yeah.
I don't think I'm either not there or really? I skipped that mission.
I'm
yeah.
still building settlements. Like, that's just my thing.
You know, has a game ever really, truly knocked out a dream sequence to where it was amazing? Like, I remember even in Dragon Age, one of my favorite games of all time, there was, like, this specific mission where you go into, like, the Upside Down, whatever their version of it is.
Yeah.
And, like, I just remember it being the most miserable experience of my life. And then
Life is Strange.
Does Life is Strange?
Life is Strange did a really good job with like the trippy. Like,
okay.
Yeah, like shit happening. Yeah.
I feel good. Like if any game is going to knock it out, it's going to be Life is Strange. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Fallout is that one where, I mean, I could to Fallout's credit just kind of run through it and skip it, but like I like story and the voiceover and the acting and stuff, so I ended up going like clicking on every single little thing and sitting there for 4.5 minutes while I hear the, you know, why this guy's life is so shitty. But yeah, no, I'm so glad to be back in Fallout 4. I have been doing a lot of keyboard and mouse, so it was like I played 10 minutes with a controller, then I was like, I bet I could have more control on keyboard and mouse. Went to keyboard and mouse for like 15 minutes. It's like, nah, Fallout's a controller game, and I go back to the controller because you really don't have to aim.
Right.
That's really the only reason.
Okay, you can slow down time.
Yeah. So I just walk around spamming the, you know, slow down time button.
What's around?
I think I played it with mouse and keyboard.
What's around?
You did?
Yeah.
Props. It's a...
Some games are super challenging.
I have a hard time going back to shooters on a controller nowadays.
I play GTA on the PC, but I play it with a controller. Yeah. I can't drive.
I think Cuphead was the only thing that I couldn't play at all with a keyboard.
That's made for a console game. That's made for console.
Yeah, so Fallout 4, I'll be playing that more. Also, I was streaming Witcher 3 last week,
and I
do want to get further in that one because I did find myself having a lot of fun. So Witcher 3 and Fallout 4.
Aaron, what you playing?
Let's see, I'm playing three things. First, I'm streaming Tomb Raider every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Nice.
It's not a plug.
Good game. It sounds like a plug. We haven't reached that point in the show yet.
It's the Rise of the Tomb Raider. So I played the first one. I'm playing the second one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I think by Friday I'll be done with it. I'm playing Kingdom Hearts to go to sleep. And it's taken me like a month and a half to get to Aladdin's Kingdom. So I'm going through that nice and slow.
Yeah.
And then Overwatch, I played Brigitte today.
Yes. We'll talk about her later in the show.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you played the first Tomb Raider. Now you're on the second one. How does the second one stack up to the first? These games are super old. I know.
No. The new one, the remake.
Right. Yeah. Reboot. But it's still like, this has been out for a couple of years.
Okay, so you're talking not 20 years old. Okay.
Right, gotcha.
It's recently old.
Recently old.
In the beginning of Rise of the Tomb Raider, I liked it better. It's hard because it's a different game. Like, this one's a lot more sandbox. Like, you can kind of just do whatever you want, and then, like, there's a main mission. It feels like Assassin's Creed.
Okay.
The first game was very, like, you know, you go straight here.
You're on a rail.
Yeah, if you want to go and, like, collect everything, you can, but, like, I didn't really care about doing that, so I just kind of went through the whole story, and, like, it was one streamlined, like, awesome experience, and, like, it had really epic climb sequences, and, like, I feel like I'm not getting that right now with Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Okay.
But I'm loving it, still.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a different game.
It's just different, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still need to pick up the second one.
David, what you been playing?
Oh, thank you for asking. I have been playing a little bit of Overwatch, not a whole lot, and I just downloaded Fortnite on the PC, so I'm gonna check that out.
Funny you mentioned Fortnite, because there's this amazing website called Esports Observer.
Yeah.
If you're like a nerd for numbers, this is your mecca for video games and esports. I hate numbers and stuff, but they make pretty charts as well, so I could look at the article for 2 seconds and be like, holy shit, that's impressive.
Oh, it's USA Today.
No, this is a different one.
Okay.
That's Overwatch Wire. They're great too, but Esports Observer, put out regular articles saying like what people are watching on Twitch.
Yeah.
And newsflash, Twitch is very, very powerful right now in the video game community, and like the viewership last month matched that of CNN.
So yeah,
it's really a lot of people are watching this.
And we don't care about the news.
Yeah,
right? Who's dying in PUBG?
Yeah, but that's the thing. Fortnite is its lead is getting further and further month over month over PUBG.
Oh, I believe it, man.
Why do you think that is?
It's freaking free. Entertaining to watch.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
The rocket kills, the like crazy people pulling off these like amazing snipes and like jumping off things and shooting somebody for the win.
Riding rockets.
Yeah, up a mountain. Super like, impressive. Yeah. Like if you PUBG, you're just okay. That guy got shot again. I've seen that before. Oh, that guy ran over that guy. Okay,
that's cool. See, it's like the difference between Call of Duty and Overwatch, right?
That's actually very accurate.
Yeah.
Both are going to have huge audiences. I'm not saying that PUBG is going to disappear. It's a dead game whatsoever. But
you tell that to H1Z1.
Oh, that's a dead game. Yeah. That one's dead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, hold on.
Sorry, H1Z1. But PUBG still has a lot of life left in it. And it will with the people who like that. But like a lot of my caster buddies who do PUBG, I'm talking to them being like, dude, you should probably really start looking into double dipping into some Fortnite.
You're going to have to.
I think Fortnite is definitely in, as far as esports goes, it's probably going to be more viable. It's just more fun to watch.
You can steal people's stuff, right? I've only watched it.
When you kill them.
When you kill them. Just like PUBG.
I don't know how effective any of these battle royale games can really be in esports. Like there's just a lot of stuff that needs to get figured out. Online, sure. Like, it's fun to watch, and you know, if everyone's streaming their own perspective, you could watch. But in a live environment, are you really going to set up 100 computers on a LAN? And how's the spectator going to not miss things?
Yeah.
How it's so roll of the dice where, like, you know, the best players could just get clapped in the first couple seconds. I don't know. I have a lot of questions on it being an e-sport. I'd love to hear some thoughts from the chat. But it's fun to watch on Twitch, that's for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got somebody in chat. By the way, if you're not watching us on Twitch as we're doing the show, you are missing out. Twitch.tv/videogame_bang. Camus, I think is his name. He is a coach manager of EUnited esports for PUBG. So he has a lot of opinions on this. His comparison is Fortnite is League of Legends as PUBG is Dota.
Yeah, that's
very accurate.
But he did say he agrees that Fortnite is definitely the larger, more viable game. But on PUBG, LAN is only 16 teams, not 20 or 64 players.
Yeah, I know that they PUBG anyways. I watched them do a DreamHack tournament, and I don't know. The game is just fun to watch. I found myself not really caring about who won so much, is just wanting to see the best plays. So there's definitely an audience. I think it's going to just take a lot of work, and I don't know, making an esport big is not easy.
No,
and it takes a lot of resources. You see even Blizzard, with the most popular game out there right now as far as, like, you know, the mass public is concerned. Like, you know, we talk about all these other games, PUBG, Fortnite, League of Legends, CSGO. How many CSGO t-shirts do you see just when you go grocery shopping? Every time I go out, I see some kid wearing an Overwatch hat or a Winston t-shirt or something like that. So the game is just massively popular. You'd think, oh, it's easy esport. No, Blizzard is putting a lot of money, and they're still figuring things out as we go. So
I still want them to come out with a story based game around Overwatch. Like, I think that would even be a good seller. Just like build some more story around these characters, release something.
Yeah, during Halloween they give us one little horde mode, and we're set for a month. So just give us one mission. That's all we need.
It's something.
Yeah.
So yeah, I love it. I think it's an entertaining game, Fortnite. Esport though, there's a lot of work has to be done, and I'll probably get roped into having to help. But we'll see.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know if it's a e-sport necessarily, but like you said, it's fun to watch on Twitch.
Definitely entertaining.
Corey, you want to hit us with the news theme song?
Bump, bump, ba-da-dum, bump, bump, ba-da-dum, bump, bump, ba-da-dum, bump. Web's telling the news.
I think we need to just forget the soundboard altogether and just have it live every time. Every time like my it's going to be slightly different.
That was the part I was most proud of.
That was I was impressed.
I know they say music sounds better live, but I don't know if this is the case. I'd rather have it recorded.
Ouch.
Okay, so right off the top of the list, we have to talk about this. It's the news that everybody's been talking about today. Nintendo suspends a Switch. I'm just kidding. new Overwatch.
I was like, what? I'm actually curious.
You bouncing out of the corner of my eye, so here, I had to just skip to the next one.
I'm going
to
throw something at you.
How bad do you have to do something to get banned by Nintendo?
Yeah, we'll find out later. Is this a sleepy thing? See,
it's a hand warmer because I'm cold.
I saw him have these on his face. Yes. Anyway, Overwatch's new character, Brigitte. Baguette.
You're going to hear it said Brigitte. A bunch of different ways, but officially it is Brigitte. Right?
Yeah. Brigitte.
Brigitte.
She's now in the PTR, so if you play on the PC, you can play her now. She is, a little backstory, she's Torbjorn's daughter and Reinhardt's goddaughter, right?
And Squire, mm-hmm. yeah.
And Squire. Yeah. She's a support tank.
She's a paladin.
Yeah. She's a paladin. She's basically a paladin. I have not been able to play her yet. Corey, I got to see you play a little bit. What did you think playing her?
So, I really can't wait to play her in a more structured environment.
Yeah.
Currently, right now, if you go on the PTR and go to No Limits, it's usually like, I don't know, five Brigitte's on each team and then a random Pharah or Widowmaker just making Hanzo. Life hell.
Genji.
But her kit is amazing. She has a smaller shield, so she's like a blend of Reinhardt and Zenyatta and Roadhog. Like, she has little bits of all these different people thrown into one, and it's just wildly entertaining to play as her. Like, she has a shield bash, which is like a CC stun.
Yeah.
She has, every time she deals damage, she's does an area of effect healing to her allies around her and herself. Does it grant armor, too?
I think her ult is armor.
Her ult is like a rally cry where she is constantly regaining health and everyone in her area gets buffs and stuff like that.
Her little heal thing, too. Shoots out through your players. That gives you armor too if you.
Repair pack. She could throw down a repair pack.
So she has like a heal, like a direct heal where she throws a med pack at you basically and forces you. Zinzu Bean!
Oh, yeah. And that one, if the ally is at full health, it will become armor instead of health.
And that's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's going to come in handy a lot, I think, especially with tanks.
Yeah. Her flail.
Awesome.
It has a crazy long distance.
Yeah, it doesn't do a whole lot of damage, but she moves it pretty fast.
It's more gratifying than, like, even though she's not doing damage, which is fine. Like, she already feels pretty level and powerful, like, as a support.
Like, smacking them, right?
Yeah, it's like, smack, smack, smack. It's so much more gratifying than, like, the Winston Tickle or, like, the, I don't know, who else has, like, just kind of a, or even a Reinhardt swing. Like, it just feels like, bitch, Moira. Bitch, bitch. Like, I just want to say bitch every time she slaps someone with it.
Does it do somebody more damage the closer the enemy is?
I don't think so.
No.
I think it's 40, like,
over, just across the board.
And, like, Ryan, too, like, if you sweep, do a sweeping motion with the mouse as you're swinging, you can hit a wide range of people with one swipe.
Yeah.
So it's constant damage in, like, it's just so gratifying. It's really awesome. I can't wait to, I don't know if I'm gonna make it my main, but you know those situations where someone else maybe picks the tanks and I'm forced to support, like, I gladly play this character. Counter dive as hell.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Does she do you think she could sustain healing enough to be a support healer?
Yeah,
like, she can be an off healer.
She can be off healer.
Main heel.
Not as a main healer. But her whole point will be to sit back with the supports, and when they inevitably get dove by the Winston and the D.Va, shield bash the guy so
and
that
block.
They're stunned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Block and keep your. You know, that's an interesting thing. So I'm wondering, like, Winston dives. Let's say he dives solo. And he dives your Zenyatta, and you're back there with him, wailing on him, healing your Zenyatta while you're doing damage. I wonder if the Winston's dealing enough damage to kill the support.
Okay. Or if you're... So in that situation, I would say, like, you tickle him a bit with your little thing.
Not the first time I've heard that.
Wow.
You shield bash him so he's stunned for a minute. You hit him a couple more times, so... and then you knock him away with your shift. And... like, I think that'll protect the Zenyatta enough.
You'd probably have to die.
Or he can at least escape, right?
Yeah, or it'll stall long enough so that your team can break Winston's shield and kill him.
Yeah.
So, like, I think it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Counter dive. It's what the game needs right now.
Yeah.
It's not... I mean, dive won't go away. You just have to be better.
Right.
Yeah. More strategic with your dive.
Yeah.
Oh, good night, Ash.
Good night, Ash. Do you see her becoming part of the meta?
Oh, yeah.
You see, so obviously we're not going to see her in Stage 2, but what do you think, Stage 3, maybe 4? You think we're going to see her in the League?
I don't know. Stage 3 is possible, right? That's like five weeks away.
Yeah, I think they could pick her up fast enough.
Yeah.
I'd like to see it. Shake it up.
I'm excited to play her. I can't wait. All right, so let's find out. Nintendo suspends Switch user... user reviews days after launch. So I should mention these stories are brought to you by the aforementioned Aaron Carter. May he rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, man.
So Nintendo has removed a section on its website that allowed players to review Switch games like Splatoon 2, The Legend of Zelda, just 5 days after Reddit users first noticed the capability. Customer reviews have been taken offline as we evaluate this feature and its functionality. A post on the Nintendo site reads, "We currently have no estimated date on when an update will be provided. We appreciate the positive response. Thank the reviewers who provided such thoughtful commentary on the game." While some Nintendo fans are concerned about the feature's future, others suggest that the company may just be working out some kinks. Evaluating the feature does not mean that they're discontinuing it. One person noted on Reddit, it could mean anything from raging that to do it not working as intended and them taking it offline so they can fix it without any confusion or data.
So this is something I think, this is just my guess. Didn't seem like it was covered in the article, but so were people abusing the system? Were they like all like, oh, let's just give Splatoon a bad rating for the hell of it, even though we never played it?
It doesn't say in the notes. I wonder if that's the case. But part of me kind of questions it because Nintendo is always super strict on when people review their games, like their videos. Like it kind of seems like if you give them a really crappy review on YouTube, you're more likely to get like a ding on your YouTube account versus if you were to praise the game, they may just kind of let you slide. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the fact that they're now removing the review feature on the site kind of makes me question the motives.
I've always thought about that kind of stuff because you see like tons of Amazon reviews and they kind of become a meme where people will just review things just to be funny.
Yeah.
And I like it. It's entertaining and all. But I wish there was just a way to filter most of those out and only do verified purchase reviews and things like that. And same should go for like Netflix. You shouldn't be able to give something a 1-star review. I think they even changed the review because
thumbs up,
Amy
thumbs
Schumer
down.
Or whatever. But like it should have been like you have to have at least watched half of this thing through our platform or we have to verify before you can just give things a shit review.
Right. Mm. That way you know that you're not just getting a meme review. You're getting a legitimate review on
it. Because I mean, so something's controversial and you get a group of people mad at you and they all just want to go review it negatively, but you know, they don't have any grounds to do such thing.
Like the rumors that you had, like, white supremacists were going to go review Black Panther, like, give it a horrible review on Rotten Tomatoes.
Just to try to ruin its
score.
Yeah, that's stupid. Everyone has an agenda.
ESRB to label games featuring microtransactions. Okay. Following the controversy with loot boxes in full price games, with Star Wars Battlefront in particular, the debate is ongoing when it comes to trying to regulate and moderate the influx of microtransactions. Now the American counterpart of the PEGI, the ESRB, has decided to act on their own by adding a new label to the back of game boxes. In-game purchases. Much like you'd see an indication of an in-app purchases when downloading a game from one of the app stores. In a lengthy post on Twitter, they explain how this will work. The new in-game purchase label would be applied to games with in-game offers to purchase digital goods or premiums with real-world currency, including but not limited to bonus levels, skins, surprise items such as item packs, loot boxes, mystery rewards, music, virtual coins, and any other forms of in-game currency, subscriptions, season passes, and upgrades, etc.
Okay. I guess this is a responsible thing to do, but I don't think it's going to affect anything.
I don't think it's going to affect anything, and I don't even really know if it's necessary.
Nobody reads those.
Exactly. That's the thing. And then
unless you work at GameStop.
And the people who do read them are like concerned parents. And they're going to see microtransactions, and it's going to mean nothing to them.
Yeah, what's that?
They don't give a shit. They're looking for nudity. They're looking for, you know, they're looking for violence, things like that. They're going to see microtransactions and not give a, I can't buy this game for my kid. It has microtransactions.
It's just a way for them to, like, protect themselves.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think it's just covering their own.
We have it labeled. We're good. Yeah. Don't sue us.
They can dust their hands and be like, all right, well, we did our part. We labeled it.
Saying that cigarettes cause cancer.
Yeah.
People will still buy the cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
Emma knocked it out of the park. Emma Skies says, so basically like the Apple App Store, when almost everything you download says in-app purchases.
Exactly.
I didn't see that. Where is it?
Yeah, anytime you download an app and into like the meetings.
I don't see Emma's.
Oh.
The heck?
Oh, maybe she sent it privately to me, or she blocked you, or something.
It's there. I think she just blocked you, Aaron.
She probably blocked you.
Apparently, there's a rivalry.
Because, as we know, Emma's a console gamer, and you probably offended her with your PC jargon.
Yeah. Once you said mouse and keyboard, she's like,
nope. Blocked. Banned. Permaban.
I think we need to have YouTube.
I respect the console. Yeah.
That's what we need. We need to have, we go toe to toe. Me and Tomiko versus Aaron and Emma.
I am so down.
Tag team match. Mixed gender.
Mixed gender.
In a steel cage.
Where you can be sitting in cages playing video games.
And it's a lumberjack match with all, everybody from the chat on the outside.
That'd be dope.
Everybody just
I want to be the referee. I want to get one of those like above the head microphones that comes down.
I want to be the net. Can I be JR? He killed him. Emma Skies with the elbow.
Me and Steven would be the commentators.
Let's be honest, though. If it really did devolve into a fight, it would be all between Aaron and Emma. Aaron Carter and I would just get tired.
You guys would start and then stop halfway.
Yeah, it'd be 30 seconds of us just kind of...
We could settle it in Smash because that's a console game that I can play.
There we go.
And then Aaron pulls out his inhaler.
Fight scene,
Aaron has asthma. It would be bad.
Hold on.
Let me rally. Hang on. Oh, Emma's down.
Oh, she's down.
She's like, I'm down. Let's fucking throw down.
Let's go.
Dang.
Wow. I'll go dead or alive on your ass.
I'll pay money to watch that. Dead or alive.
Dead or alive.
Yeah, exactly. What do you mean you're going to pay money to watch it? You're in it.
I mean, sort of. I'll be just the manager guy.
Of course, just be like, oh, I'm disqualified. Okay, just sit back and watch. Speaking of Fortnite, going back to that, a jetpack is coming to Fortnite Battle Royale. And Fortnite's Battle Royale keeps getting more and more new content, whether that be healing items like the cozy campfire or big weaponry like the hand cannon. And now a screenshot of an update screen in-game from Reddit user XCosmint has indicated that a jetpack is coming to the game, which is extra interesting as Epic Games has actually mentioned this in the past. This is a really poorly written paragraph. What do you guys think about jetpacks coming to Fortnite?
I love it.
It just adds extra to the game, man. Like, have you seen the impulse grenades? And you see how people are using those to, like, launch people into the spike traps?
Yeah.
Now you're adding a jetpack, so raining death from above, man. It's gonna be nuts.
Justice, man.
Yeah.
It's a game where literally a guy with a rocket launcher could sit behind you a few feet, launch it, you jump, and you ride the rocket wherever it goes. Like,
and now the rocket rides you.
Yeah, now you might as well throw a jetpack in there.
Yeah.
You have a jetpack. Yeah, it's like the evolution of the rocket jump. So, yeah, throw whatever you want in there.
I'll
watch it.
There's nothing that they could throw in there that would, like, be too far-fetched.
Yeah.
I still like the fact that you can get a, oh, man, what's his name? The guy with the dog. John Wick.
Oh, yeah.
You can get John Wick skin.
I just seen that. That is pretty dope. I'm waiting for the piranha gun. When they make a piranha gun, a gun that shoots piranhas.
Wasn't that in a game?
No, I just came up with that top of my head.
That's genius. That is awesome.
So make it happen.
I can see it in there.
Yeah, that's that type of game. It's just crazy.
Hashtag piranha gun. Make it happen.
Piranha gun. Hashtag piranha gun.
Do it, Twitter.
Let's get it trending. We can get anything. We got Mia Khalifa on with Twitter.
Yeah.
We
can get piranha gun. Damn piranha gun in Fortnite. Think about it. You got to loot lake, shoot them in the lake, and then fucking go. And yeah, yeah. Boom. Added bonus. You're welcome, internet.
And it could be like ongoing damage.
Yeah.
Because it gets stuck to them.
Yeah. Just sitting there biting you in the butt cheeks. Yeah.
But all then right. Eventually it'll run out of oxygen.
Yeah, because it's a fish.
Yeah, and die.
And then PETA will be all over the game. And,
all right. Live out your horror fan fantasies with the Blackout Club.
You want to say that one more time?
Nope, because I barely nailed it the first time. A co-op game that echoes Stranger Things and It Follows. The Blackout Club is a cooperative PS4, Xbox One, and PC title, and it's all about teenage survival, spooky tunnels, and treacherous tunes. Where does he find these stories?
I have no idea. Who wrote that? Like an 8-year-old?
Yeah.
It's spooky. It's
spooky. Spooky.
I don't know.
It's basically the Scooby-Doo.
Can you imagine if that was on a Resident Evil box? This game is spooky. it just ruins the immersion.
Just one word. Spooky.
I watch Scooby-Doo to see spooky. I play Resident Evil to get fucking disturbed.
So, okay. It felt like there was something untapped, a systems-driven cooperative horror game that brings the horror genre home, says Jordan Thomas, a co-founder of the Blackout Club's development studio Question. By that I mean return it to a place of disempowered and vulnerable protagonists who band together against an overwhelming threat.
Words are hard.
It just sounds
words
like...
Words are hard.
I spaced out.
It's a lot of big words. Yeah.
It just sounds
I'm
like...
I'm spacing out reading it.
It's like you're a stripper, and you're in a club, and now you're... Because everything, like, you read, the people with issues and fucking Blackout Club, everything just sounds dirty in that whole sentence.
Yeah, it's true.
It does sound like a...
Yeah.
Like a... BDSM club. The Blackout Club.
Welcome to the Blackout Club.
You blackout.
I'll look this up.
It looks sadness like. I'm skimming the rest of the rest of the story, and it looks like it's kind of like a I'm seeing the phrase the Goonies. So maybe looks... like a horror version of the Goonies.
Oh, but it's kid friendly.
Or like Meet Stranger Things. And they're fighting an outbreak of sleepwalking and blackouts.
Interesting.
Have you played Oxenfree or Night in the Woods? Because it kind of gives me that vibe.
No, we talked about that last show, too.
About how great Night in the Woods is? Yeah, I know.
I think Aaron, if he was here, would want to talk about, like, whether you can truly make a scary horror game that's co-op.
I guarantee you that's what he was going to bring up. So, in honor of him, can you make a truly scary game co-op?
Well, if you're telling people it's spooky, then no.
if there's a chance that your partner can, like, become a changeling, then yes.
Oh, snap. That's okay,
that adds extra dimensions to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to isolate each other. So, like, You have to constantly keep separating. If you're together, then it probably wouldn't be as scary. But if you're like separate and everybody has separate objectives, but in order to like do one whole, you know,
you have big to separate. Story,
yeah,
separate.
Yeah. That's what Emma Skies. So Emma Skies is kind of saying the same thing. Is it couch co-op or online? Couch co-op? I don't think so.
I don't think couch co-op. No, I think even in game too, it'd be you'd have to like cut comms every once in a while.
Yeah.
So like, I agree. You can't be like, hey, what are you looking at right now? Oh, I'm looking at, you know, this or that thing. It would have to be like you lose communication and maybe go up, down a path meters. Of your own. And I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like if you're always with your partner, but there's a chance that like at some point it's not your partner, like you switch and like it's an evil version that's an AI and you can't tell.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that freak you out? Like
that would freak me out. Yeah.
You don't know how to trust. Or
you don't
trust
know.
Yeah.
You never know if it's actually the person you were supposed to meet up with or what. And if the comms keep cutting out, then you could think that the comms just cut out.
Yeah.
And that's why they're not talking back to you. Or if you're playing with somebody and then you get something on your screen that shows that you've been infected, but your partner doesn't know. And maybe you lose some of the control.
Yeah,
of your character.
That'd be
and so awful. Like, yeah. Okay,
and you start
see?
Like saying things that like that you didn't like.
That you know or you mean? Start move, like you attack them and you didn't mean to attack them.
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of cool.
Start hearing your in-game character's voice like just echoing.
We should mail this to ourselves.
We should.
I think we just made a better game.
I'm gonna record. We're gonna mail this recording to ourselves.
TM. Trademark.
So I went and saw Black Panther.
Okay.
Did
rough,
you?
Rough segue.
I'm glad you brought that up. A, because we're out of news stories. And B, you messaged us about it. And I rolled my eyes.
Oh, that was a troll.
I figured as much.
That was a troll.
Okay, so what did you think?
I thought...
Your review in a perfect African accent.
I will not.
No spoilers.
I will not.
Oh, you still haven't seen it?
I still
How have you not seen this movie?
I've been so busy.
I saw
okay,
it.
I've
okay.
seen it twice.
Yeah. Once in real life, the second time in his
yeah,
dreams.
First time I lived it. I went to Wakanda.
He was there.
You don't know, man. You
I don't even
there.
Know what Wakanda is yet.
Wow. You're wow. starting.
Wakanda.
You're streets behind.
I am.
you yeah, you gotta be
first of all, gay. Second of all, stupid.
Damn, you're streets behind. But it's... here's the review. So what he's referring to is I sent a message to him because Ivy was... speaking the praises, saying that this is an important movie, that mm-hmm. the representation of African-American actors was just like something you have to witness. And
yeah.
And I didn't. I was like, I don't know. Is this an important movie? Whatever. I went and saw it, and she was pretty spot on. She was pretty yeah. spot on. But just a troll, I sent a message saying I thought the lack of representation in the LGBT community
oh,
was atrocious. I don't think they represented... No, but,
Yeah.
Yeah.
She responded to you. I was like, don't respond.
Don't respond. You're just going to feed the
That's
troll.
That's hilarious.
No, I thought that it was absolutely done perfectly. I thought the villain was one of the best Marvel villains we've seen.
Right?
Dude, I was pulling for him. Like, towards the end, I was like, I want you to win.
Well, you know why, right?
It's, oh, shit.
Yeah.
We can't.
No,
can't
well, you didn't spoil anything. You're just a great villain.
I'm just going to. Yeah.
He's basically Magneto. It's what makes him so
yes.
endearing.
That's good. That's a good.
His plight.
I can see that.
I'm not paying attention.
His plight is not wrong by ethics. I mean,
yeah.
it's the execution that's wrong.
Yeah, it's the way you go about it in right. the absolute wrong way.
Yeah. Yes, I get that. At the same time, please want to kill people, bro.
True. Yeah, like, true. But,
I don't care how you slice
it. You
know, it.
You know we
bad.
Could totally make this off topic by saying that Symmetra is very similar.
Okay, how? what do you mean?
Huh?
What do you mean?
In that, like, all she wants is for the world to be a better place. But then, you know, in her comic, she goes and does something that kind of, like, fucks people over in a really poor area. And she's like, well, I mean, we're trying to make things better for them, but I guess we're going to have to have some casualties.
Yeah, that's kind of what it comes down to. Like yeah. he feels slighted, and the way he wants to make things right is at the demise of a lot of different people.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, doing the true hero thing, which is you know,
just rising up above all, and just
like the X-Men, yeah, the X-Men
trying to do the impossible by saving everyone, yeah,
you know, to lead by example type of thing, while Magneto wants to just go through and make mutants dominant.
So, who was your favorite character?
Favorite character? I don't know if I had a favorite character. I liked them all.
Did anyone stand out at all?
I liked his sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shuri.
Everybody awesome. I've asked has said the same thing. Shuri was... I liked her. I thought she was hilarious.
She was great, but so was Michonne from Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
She was great. The spy was great. T'Challa was great. The villain was awesome. Claw was entertaining. The only one who kind of was... I didn't really care for was the Hobbit
Bilbo
yeah. Oh, Everett,
he's a great actor. I've seen him in things that he's like in Fargo.
Yeah,
he's a could be a great dramatic, like, kind of twisted actor. He just felt kind of like par for the course Marvel, kind of just with stupid one-liners.
He's the Coulson.
Yeah,
he's the Coulson for this part of it.
Yeah, yeah, actually, that's probably a good... That's an accurate... I'm curious to see what they do with him in future movies. Because in the comics, he's like the ambassador.
Yeah, he's like a liaison or whatever.
The liaison.
I think that's where they're going to go with it, honestly.
I hope they do.
Because he knows too much.
Right.
So it's either you kill him or you use him. So.
Well, no, because...
Now that they're going to come out, you know, no, I mean, they're going to be working...
They're... What?
No spoilers. With them.
Yeah. I'm
she's not listening.
Yeah, I'm not
listening. Banana apples. You know what I mean?
Special I Cases know. Said they needed a whitey to get the whites in PC culture.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Great movie, though. It was an awesome movie.
I thought it was really good.
Top five Marvel, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw it on Sunday for the second time. I saw it in 3D. It was good in 3D, but I don't think it's one of those movies where you have to see it in 3D.
I don't see movies in 3D anyways. No. I hate 3D movies.
The only my bar is Avatar. That movie was really good in 3D. That's why I have the overhyped. Bar.
But was it good?
Well, if you break it down to Alien Pocahontas, then it's not. But at the time, it was good.
Alien Fern Gully.
I remember going into it blind. I knew absolutely nothing about it, and I still hated it.
Avatar.
Wow.
Yeah.
Strong
words. I didn't like anything about it. It was stupid.
Throwing shade at James Cameron's work from like
they
a decade
call him
ago.
James,
yeah.
James Cameron.
Hot take, here, ladies and gentlemen. Hot take from Tamiko.
Aren't they doing like
Avatar 2?
More
yeah.
Movies.
Yeah, they're doing another one, and I think they're building a theme park. Yeah, or
Avatar theme park.
It's
yeah,
Avatar Land or whatever.
Bullshit. Because everyone wants to live in Pandora.
Yeah, everybody wants to.
I can get that on my browser.
Spotify much better.
I think the one thing that just held me back from Black Panther movie in general, and it's no fault of the movie whatsoever, is that I just like characters. Oh, this is gonna sound racist. So I'm glad I thought about it before I said it. But I was gonna say I like characters I could relate to.
Oh yeah.
But I mean that in the sense of like.
So do minorities, and that's why this movie
came
out.
That's
a good
point.
That's what
a good
I'm saying.
How do you mean?
I do not mean it in a race way. I mean like in a Captain America type of way. Like I didn't relate to Captain
you
America.
Okay.
No, I didn't. I don't like the characters that are like the true good, the goody goods. I like the guys who are like assholes and that are rogues.
That's the easiest route though for that's why
so Star-Lord is your
character. That's why the Guardians movies are easily my favorites, and then followed by probably Iron Man.
Yeah,
and then
you like Thor, and Thor is kind of like, well, he's robotic. He's not.
I didn't like the Thor movies. I liked Thor as a comic book character, but Thor 1 and 2 was pretty shitty, and but 3 Ragnarok is probably up there too in my top 5.
Yeah.
So Guardians movies, Ragnarok, Black Panther like tied with Ragnarok, Iron Man 1, but I don't know, that's just the thing. Like I just those true good characters.
Yeah.
I just can't relate to. I like they got to have a little edge to them.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
I think that's why I liked Winter Soldier the best out of the Captain America movies, because he did kind of, he went rogue. It was more of a darker Captain America. And even Civil War. I mean, he goes rogue in that, too. So it was a different side of Captain America.
True, but the thing is, like, even though he's kind of, like, on the wrong side of the law, it's because he's doing the good thing.
He's doing the right thing. Exactly.
Yeah, so, yeah. Which is fine. Like, still, the heroes I like do the right thing, ultimately. But I like when they just got a little bit of edge. You know,
Into like the Punisher and stuff. Like,
this guy's
gonna kill this person.
Not even that,
for the right reasons. But he's doing something bad.
No, Star-Lord is my favorite character. Okay, so hands down,
the goofy, oddball main characters.
Yeah, but
does that make sense with Thor Ragnarok? They totally changed his character from emotionless brute force guy to drop my hammer and slapstick funny.
Not like the goofy, but it's like the line at the end of Guardians 1. You want to do something good, something bad, a little bit of both. Like,
yeah.
I like those characters who will do. They'll steal Rocket will steal random shit. I don't know why he did it, but that's what I do.
Yeah,
I steal Gatorades. That's my thing. And then I raise money for charity the next week. I mean, who knows? Like,
so you're Rocket Raccoon.
I'm just chaotic neutral. I
Trash
like,
Panda.
I like chaos. I mean, chaotic good. I think. I don't know. At the end of the day, I'll make the right decisions, like in the movie. But like, I like to have a little fun on the way.
So in your showing of Black Panther, did you see the preview for Ant-Man and the Wasp?
I did.
What did you think?
Streets ahead of the original Ant-Man.
I 100% agree.
I don't know if I'll go see it, but
I think I will go see it, and I think that should have been the first Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with the first Ant-Man. First Ant-Man was great.
Really?
Yeah, it was great.
Is that sarcasm?
No, I'm dead serious. Oh. It was good. And the reason it was good is because it was a heist movie. And that's why. It was just,
but when his heist mates are like more endearing than the actual hero is like
truth.
I loved the people he was working with. I thought they were the best part of the movie.
Yeah.
He himself, and then want to talk about the best villain in Black Panther? That was one of the worst villains we've seen because he had zero drive or motivation. Would just kill people kind of randomly in these horrific ways that no one seemed to care about. There's no
nobody
news
knew.
Story.
It's the perfect villain. You don't get caught.
I guess it's just
right. He literally murdered somebody. Nobody asked questions. Nobody did anything.
It just seems so reckless. Hey, do we? No, that's
reckless.
Not.
Is
yeah, that's
a,
yeah.
That's a troll.
Same thing. So Emma brought this up, and we talked about this on the show before. Trailers in front of Black Panther. Did you see the Hurricane Heist trailer?
Yes.
No, what the hell was that?
So dumb.
How did a C movie get put in front of Black Panther? Is it a heist movie? Is it a hurricane? Is it a storm movie? Like, what is this?
It seemed like it was really trying to be serious. I heard you guys talk about it, and I was thinking Sharknado.
Yeah.
Sharknado is very self-aware. This didn't seem self-aware. This seemed like Snakes on a Plane. This seems like they
Snakes on a Plane was serious?
It was, and then they realized how ridiculous, and then they pivoted super hard and leaned into it.
Okay.
I feel like they're still in the, like, hey, Hurricane Heist is going to be the next Fast and the Furious. And then when it bombs, they're going to be like, I mean, just kidding. It's a joke. It's The Room, everybody.
Yeah.
It's The Room.
No, Emma Skies brought up a good point. The trailer literally opens with from the director of Fast and the Furious.
Crocodile.
Yeah, which made me think that's why they're taking it serious. And the actors in there, like they got the chick from Taken was one of them.
Yeah.
Like they have good actors in this thing too.
All right. That is the wrap up music, everybody. Aaron, where can everybody find you?
Twitter at Aaron Rozelle, Instagram, Facebook, never mind. Twitch.tv/Tomiko, that's where I stream. And also my website, AaronRozelle.com.
But she's most popular known for her work in the SF Shock Discord these days.
Oh, hell yeah.
She's in there all day, every day.
If you guys are in the Sacramento area, make sure to stop by Oblivion Comics and Coffee to join the San Francisco Shock viewing party this Saturday, 5 p.m. Get some swag and hang out with these guys. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll see you there.
And we don't have anything else to plug, do we?
I don't know. Nah. I think we're straight. I think we all Gucci. Right. Use that code.
BGB for GamerSups at GamerSups.gg for the real David Webb, Aaron Roselle, Corey Vincent, Simi Gutierrez. Thanks for hanging out. See you guys next week.